2010 was a special year for women in Africa. It was the year in which we, the World March of Women, carried out our third international action. We, women from Africa, joined our sisters from all five continents and mobilized for access to common goods and public services, to end violence against women, for economic autonomy, and for peace and demilitarization. Women from 76 countries participated in the third international action as a whole, 57 of whom organized national activities throughout the year, of which 16 were African countries. Algeria, Benin, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Mali, Morocco, Mozambique, South Africa, Sudan, Togo, Western Sahara, and Zimbabwe. As part of our third international action, we also organized regional actions and activities in Colombia for the Americas region, in the Philippines for the Asia-Oceania region, in Turkey for the European region, and an international closing event held from the 13th to the 17th of October in the South Kivu province of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The aim of the event was to demonstrate the causes and consequences of war in Eastern DRC and to support women who locally are struggling to change the situation. The conflict officially ended in 2003, but the rape and persecution have never ended, and armed groups continue to disseminate terror among local populations. They regularly loot, murder, rape, and torture in the region. The levels of violence against women are incredibly high. Chaos and violence prevail, thus permitting the exploitation of land resources by multinationals at the expense of the people. As part of the closing event, a food sovereignty fair was held simultaneously to the debates, solidarity mission, and demonstrations carried out in the South Kivu. On the 14th and 15th of October, a debate forum took place in which 3,000 women participated, representing all Congolese provinces and more than 40 countries. During these 2 days of discussion, women from all over the world debated and demonstrated the similarities between their daily lives and struggles. They denounced the inefficiency of the UN military presence in their country, the links between mining and violence against women, the extent to which external debt is a huge burden on many countries. They also spoke about the dangers of the expansion of liberalism and the ecological threat it poses to the planet. On the 16th of October, part of the delegation stayed in Bukavu to exchange ideas regarding the building of our movement. The other part of the delegation